This is VOA. I'm Marissa Melton. Hospital sources in Mekelle, Ethiopia, have told VOA that at least 6 people were killed and 21 injured in an Ethiopian army airstrike on Thursday. The attack brings the total number of casualties from a series of government bomb strikes since last week to at least 12 dead and 55 wounded, according to medical personnel. Ethiopian National Defense Forces issued a statement saying the latest attack was aimed at a military equipment maintenance facility operated by the Tigray People's Liberation Front. But witnesses in Mekelle told VOA that the late morning airstrike hit a residential area. A doctor at the hospital said 3 of the dead were children. He blamed a blockade of the region for shortages of food, drugs, and medical equipment at the hospital. Ethiopian Communications Minister Legesse Tulu told VOA that the attack, quote, successfully targeted an arms maintenance facility used by the TPLF. He said the federal government had not received any reports of civilian casualties from the strike. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry spoke in London Thursday ahead of next week's climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland, saying that addressing the climate crisis is the only choice and the cost of not doing so is far greater than the cost of taking action. Kerry said the effects of climate change are being felt now. He said the planet is already at its hottest and least stable point in 125,000 years. He said some of the impact is irreversible and already is causing deaths. Kerry was speaking at the London School of Economics. He said most of the responsibility for repair lies with the top 20 economies of the world, who are responsible for 80% of all emissions. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.